Following program has been furnished and paid by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance or on how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path and so much more. Whatever your financial goals, Nathan has the strategies to get you there. And now here's your host, Nathan P. Ross.
Thank you and welcome back to the Be a Planner Show. It's June 19th, 2021, if you're hearing this live, and we're always trying to answer the question here on the show as to when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you money, or in our case, to help you create significantly more wealth over the rest of your life, because we are planners, while most other accountants are reporters. And we like reporters. Helps us out a good bit if they are competent. And we're not looking to replace your competent reporter. So that's not what we're about. We're wanting to help enhance that relationship by either saving you significant taxes, excuse me, or helping you create wealth. Speaking of, if you would like to discuss how we can work with you and your specific facts and circumstances, feel free to schedule a call from the BAPlanner.com website. It would also be very helpful if you would complete our client intake forms that you see there, and in which case, for those of you that have significant IRA or 401 wealth and want even more, we'll be happy to prepare a custom illustration showing just how much of a difference that simply understanding which tax code section to execute your retirement savings under will have on your future. And we don't just mean for the future, but we mean between now and whenever you'd like to start accessing those funds, because you will be in control of that decision. This is the only 401 that pays you. And I hear many other hosts on the radio shows these days saying that your 401 does not pay you, you pay it. Well, if they'll listen to the show a little more frequently, I think we'll be able to change their assessment on that, because we've got an option that will actually pay you, because you decide you're ready to get paid. Wanted to elaborate just a little bit on the disclaimer that you heard on the way in from KSEV, and say that Be a Planner, the Be a Planner radio show, Be a Planner website, or Nathan Ross or MP Ross et al. Does not become your tax, legal, real estate, or other professional advisor simply because you listen to this radio station, hear a podcast that I may have been on, access a website, submit a contact us request, send or receive an email, call our office, etc. A client relationship will only start after we've provided you with an acknowledged receipt of your request, along with an invoice to pay us, so that then we can commence providing services to you. All discussions you might hear on this show are as up to date as we know in terms of the content. But we would always suggest you consult with your current advisors, who are obviously already aware of your facts and circumstances and can turn the maybe, quote-unquote, answer that I'll give you into an actual answer based on your facts and circumstances. So anyway, I wanted to start just for a moment and answer a question that we had. One of the emails that I got this week involved Roth conversions, or Roth 401s. I guess my answer ended up bringing up conversions. But I got an email that says, if I open a Roth 401k trust, it is my understanding that contributions can only be made with self-employed money. That would be earnings from self-employment. Is this true? If not, what other ways might I be able to use the 401 trust? Thank you and love the show. And I thank you for sending that email in. You know who you are. My answer is there are four ways and only four ways, at least that I'm aware of, to get funds into a Roth 401 trust. One is by rollover from another Roth 401 trust, not a Roth IRA, to be very clear, by conversion of pre-tax funds, 401k pre-tax, and most IRA types, excluding the inherited IRA type, or a Roth IRA. We cannot roll either of those into a 401 trust. Third, and this is the one that you won't ever hear the answer to if you call your HR department and ask how can you get access to control your money, invest in REPs, which is real estate private placements or syndications. And that is that you could if you're married and live in the great state of Texas, you could undertake a post-nuptial agreement. I'm sure most of you have heard of a prenup. A lot of you have heard of post-nups becoming more prevalent these days, with especially late-in-life marriages when maybe dad might marry a race car driver. You know, I'm not misogynistic, of course, with that kind of answer. And the risk have changed for the different sets of heirs that are already out there. So by undertaking a declaratory judgment where you agree with each other how you're going to split your assets up, we can go into court, have a judge execute that decree. It's referred to as a quadro. Stands for Qualified Domestic Relations Order. There does not need to be a divorce claim. For those of you that are saying, well, wait a minute, I've only heard of those in the context of divorce, and we're not interested in that. Great. Don't have to have a divorce. Go look at the DOL's website for quadro FAQs, and you'll see that in black and white if you don't believe what I'm telling you. And again, this gives you the ability, after you've repartitioned those assets, to roll those 401 or other pension assets into either an IRA or a 401 trust. And that is an option that, again, this may be the only place you hear that if you're asking that question. And then lastly is the option that the folks that, or the guys that emailed me ask. It's by making contributions from self-employment income. There are a lot of ways to generate self-employment income. We like flipping and wholesaling. And by the way, I've got a guest that will be on here shortly, Mr. Steve Davis with Total Wealth Academy, who offers this training. And perhaps he'll talk a bit about that when he comes on. In any event, I'm glad you enjoyed the show again. I try to keep the content unique without speaking Greek, although I think Steve is going to probably criticize me for that. I, you know, he's always telling me, hey, just tell me the time. I don't want to know how to make the clock. Point well taken. It's just in some of the areas we work in, unless you know how to make the clock, you won't be able to adjust the answer. Okay, I hear the music. We'll be back after the break, and I'll have Steve join us at that time.
I could pay off my tab, pour myself in a cab, and be back to work before two. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do? I'd say it's only 12:30, but I don't care.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BeAPlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com, or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner show with CPA Nathan Ross, right here on AM 700 KSEV.
America needs veterans more than ever. As a veteran business owner, you are equipped with a focus, professionalism, and dedication that is rare in the marketplace. We are looking for former military, make it happen business leaders like you to join forces with a marketplace mission called Veterans Business Force, a division of Network in Action Business Force based in Houston, Texas. We are rallying patriots to work together to grow opportunities for yourself, each other, and our community. We meet once a month at upscale venues to share our vision and align with fellow warriors. Together, we are stronger. Google Veteran Business Force to find us before we find you. We are Veterans Business Force, on mission and locking arms.
Touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you, sweet
girl. Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner show with Nathan Ross, and we were just briefly discussing some Roth conversion or Roth contribution issues. We're going to pivot, and I've got our special guest this week is Steve Davis, who I mentioned founded the Total Wealth Academy, and I guess I've known Steve since 2003. Steve, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I was just going to point out I've joined both organizations that I've known you from, so it's been a big gap in between, but Steve is still doing it right as far as I'm concerned, and I've got many clients that have come through both platforms that Steve's been associated with. And Steve, I did mention just briefly about the wholesaling and flip activities. I don't know if you've got time to explain what you do there, but I think at least for purposes of folks that are executing the 401 strategy, that is such a great parallel to qualifying to have self-employment income. And I know you know how to do it right. And there is a right way and a wrong way with most things in real estate. So anyway, I'm going to let you talk.
The key to hustling, I'm going to say this, and it may leave people going, what the heck is he talking about? But the key to wholesaling is to focus on how you're here to help and serve the family that's in trouble. You know, you can have divorces, you can have deaths, you can have just got COVID. Want a wholesale focused on basically keeping them out of foreclosure and giving them some money to move. And if you focus on how you're here to help and serve them, you can find deals very, very effectively. Yeah. How much money can I? You're going to get killed in this market because that's what everybody's doing. And it's there. Nathan, one thing I don't understand is why people who are 90 days behind on their payments don't have their properties for sale right now. It's
yeah,
the top
true,
of the market.
True,
they can
true.
They could sell their properties in a week.
They actually might be able to go buy something else depending on where they're located, right? With what I'm seeing. And you know, you hit on a good point, Steve, without saying it. I mean, you are saying it.
And start yeah. over.
Yeah. Well, you're basically helping, you're providing a solution for a distressed situation. Not necessarily
exactly.
distressed home. It might be, but it's those are the two things that we find that we can make money with, distressed properties and distressed situations. And frankly, I think the distressed situation
oh, okay.
is probably right. easier, you know? So anyway.
Well, one thing I want to do, and I should have emailed you about this, people who have IRAs, 401ks, and they're thinking about listening to you, which they should do, and they want to start self-directing them, we're having a special event this Thursday evening, this coming Thursday, and I'm going to have a gentleman there, Bruce Peterson, you may know him.
Sure.
Who's going
know
to talk about what?
Yeah, I know of him. I've never met Bruce, but I've got his book. So
yeah,
for what that's worth.
This guy hustles. He works hard. He's investor and tenant focused, which is what you have to be. You have to strike that balance between serving your tenants and serving your investors, and he does it well. But he's going to talk about a 58-unit that gave his investors a 300% rate of return, and then into two apartment complexes. And I would like to invite your listeners, if they're thinking about doing this, to come to the event. We reserve 10, 15 seats for guests.
Oh,
and
great.
If they'll just email me, it's steve@gettotalwealth.com. I would love to visit, because if they're listening to you, then they've got a good idea of what we're doing.
Well, there's no doubt, and basically what Steve's referring to is the topic of my show these days, which is private syndications, or more specifically using retirement funds or non-retirement funds. I've got quite a few clients that have no retirement funds other than they're trying to increase their wealth as they head to retirement, but it's in
right.
It's not in IRA or 401 accounts. So this is one of your, just to be clear, you do a case study, if I'm not mistaken, at least once a month. Is that correct? Is that what this is?
Bruce's case study is very complex. So we're only having two, but we celebrate the success of our students, and you can see what they're doing and consider possibly getting into their deals.
Well, I think, you know, the transparency is amazing. It's always been the case with the organizations you've been with, the willingness to share. I mean, let's face it, if we can make the same mistake maybe three or four times, or even 30 or 40 times out of the thousands of people that join, I'd say that's a success. I mean, that's absolutely the value. We've talked about this before, Steve. You know, there is no requirement these days that one join a mentor program to invest in real estate, and yet I'm going to tell you that fee that you'll pay, regardless of which level you join at, is a peanut compared to what you stand to lose by turning left when you should have turned right. And I've watched it so many times over the years where there is a right way and a wrong way with so many decisions in real estate investing, to where you can just watch the dollars add up if you do it wrong. And I have said for the longest, and I say this about the organization you used to be with, Steve, and I say it about you and maybe one or two others, that the fee shouldn't be X, it should be 10X because of the value for those that actually take action. Now, I'm not going to say most people take action and think, I know it used to be true at the group you were with previously, it was a microscopic number of the folks that actually paid the dollars to join that ever took action. That just unbelievably sad that they couldn't get their head wrapped around.
Yeah, it is sad. People are fearful, and they're conditioned to be fearful. Wow, I probably shouldn't get into this, but they are conditioned by the press, by the news, to be fearful.
Well, and you discuss
on
your show,
they will have courage and get with a mentor or consultant they can't pass. Go ahead.
Well, you discuss on your show your own family in many cases causes the fear, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's like, right. So I've heard you say it many times. And you know, I think what you're referring to happens more often than not, actually, and there's always some doubt that gets created, and, you know, it's like anything. In fact, I've been, as you know, one of my hot buttons right now is fees in these syndications, and I think you could make the same argument effectively that, you know, people always want value. However you look at it on these fees, and whether that's joining a mentor program or it's investing in a syndication. They're looking for value. And I'm going to tell you, you need to talk to others. Go to the case study. Talk to the folks that are already members. Listen to our show. And I will tell you right now, it is a fair value for Total Wealth Academy membership as to what you get. And, you know, again, Steve is selling memberships. I'm not. And I'm telling you, join something. If it's not Steve's, join something. Because, again, just one major issue, you've paid for the membership times 10.
And let me tell you this, Nathan.
Critical.
I had one of my students call me the other day. She emailed me. And she goes, look, I'm looking at this syndication. It's not one of your syndicators. It's not one of the people that's a member of Total Academy. What do you think? Nathan, their fee just for putting the deal together was 5% of the sale price.
I understand. You're preaching to the choir, pal.
I was
and
like,
I, listen,
you've got to be
listen,
kidding.
I want to be clear here. Fees do not bother me. Profits bother me, okay?
Right.
And all I'm suggesting is if you're going to charge the big fees as a syndicator, let's do it once you've done something to actually justify the fee. How about getting my client their money back, and then you can take it all, almost, right? I mean, leave us a little house money. But bottom line is, and I've got a great book I'm reading that you may be familiar with. It's a Bigger Pockets book that is solely about waterfalls, you know, distributions, fees, etc. And I'm telling you, you know, these folks, of course, you know, they're selling memberships. I'm going to give them a little bit of slack. But they're saying the same thing, Steve. They're saying 1% to 5% for putting a deal together. I'm thinking, hey, what's the 30 to 35%? You know, Grant Cardone, I think, takes 35% now, and there's probably others on the override. What the heck is the override for? Okay. Now, I understand you may not get to the point of having the override. Well, okay, that would seem to indicate you shouldn't be getting the acquisition fee, the construction management fee, the refinance fee, et cetera. But here's the problem. The problem is when you, on a $50 million transactions, you know, that we look at, there's $3 to $5 million in fees that literally 3 or 4 years ago we never saw. And so you've got folks out there that have succeeded in the old model that are now pitching deals in the new model, referring to the old model, and there's no way the math works. And as Steve knows, I'm about the math. I really couldn't care about much of the emotion, but by gosh, when I'm helping my client know what they're signing up for, I'm going to run that math, and if there's a disconnect, which I think there is, frankly. And I'm not saying it's not deserved. I'm saying it's not deserved up front. And that's the difficulty I have with all these fees. And
I hope I'm not disagreeing with you too much. I don't mind somebody getting 1%, even 2%, to work their ass off, pull the deal together, negotiate it, and so on. But when I see 5%, I'm going, that's nuts.
Well,
the
percent is there.
The realtors aren't even making
right,
that much.
Right. Well, and that's the problem. These days, some of the syndicators are the realtor. So there's another level of fee. Hey, I want to pick this up when we come back. I've got a suggestion that we could undertake, and we ought to recommend this to the syndicators that we deal with.
Okay,
anyway, let's come back after the break. I'm going to run this by you.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com. Or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Your smartphone is now your radio. All you need is a KSEV app. And with one click, you're listening to KSEV. Anytime, anywhere. No static. no boundaries. Go to the Android Marketplace or the iPhone App Store. Search KSEV. Select the KSEV app. It's free and it only takes a couple of minutes. Listen to KSEV. It's easy with the KSEV app. More details at KSEVradio.com.
What's worse than a roof that leaks? A roof that leaks after you've spent hundreds of dollars to repair it. This is Deb Tejada from Tejas Roofing and Contracting, Houston's number one roofing and contracting company.
We get calls all the time from people who have used fly-by-night contractors to repair their storm damage. They spend a day on the roof, collect your money, and you never hear from them again.
And the roof still leaks. Why put yourself through that? Use a contractor with a verifiable history of experience. Tejas Roofing and Contracting, A-plus rated by the BBB, certified master elite contractors with GAF.
Our experienced crews have been working together repairing and replacing roofs in Houston for over 37 years. This work is top-notch, and the roof won't leak. The cleanup is second to none. You won't even know we've been there.
Go to TejasRoofing.com or call us at 281-251-0304. When you need roofing repairs, a new roof, or remodeling, call us at Tejas Roofing. 281-251-0304.
There wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world and I never had a chance, girl. And Lord, I tried to be forgiving, but getting by don't mean you're living.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross. Those of you that listen often know that that is my theme song, and that statement about getting by isn't living. I remember that constantly as I put strategies together and try to maximize the wealth accumulation. I've got my special guest again today, Steve Davis. We always enjoy having him on the show, and you may know that he is the founder of Total Wealth Academy and has doing some great things with regard to the real estate space, private syndication, single family, wholesaling, flipping, etc. Steve, I'm going to suggest something. By the way, you are back, right? We were having a signal
issue.
Yeah,
I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, good job. Good job. I thought it was me being over here. And by the way, you're the only one in my world that I can even think about mentioning the concept of a Comrex or a Mackie mixer that would get it, okay? And you were very gracious to help me get set up, and I thought I had a blip here, which has happened a few times. I'm going to suggest to you, you probably aren't aware, but my CPA practice, I had a partner that is one of the go-to bankruptcy trustees in the city of Houston, okay? We worked the biggest cases back in the day before Enron, biggest cases. I signed tax returns for bankrupt estates that had $550 million worth of revenues. We actually had to do what the Donald Trump accountants had to do at one point, which is get a typewriter out and add zeros, right, to the software-generated page. But anyway, my partner was a straight arrow, and I'm going to contrast that with a lot of the folks that work in that arena. Most of them are attorneys. He's a CPA. And, of course, there's a trustee fee that gets awarded to every trustee in a bankruptcy proceeding based on the assets recovered, et cetera. And, of course, all the trustees hire their own firm to represent them, which you would think, gee, that's nice. That's like guaranteed money, right? And then they would get the trustee fee on top of it. Well, my partner was the kind of guy that, and he was the only one in that business, unless it's changed, and it's been 20-plus years, so maybe it has, that would actually net any fees that our firm had been paid against the trustee fee. Unheard of, and caused him a little bit of grief with all the other players in that market. Now, I'm going to look at these syndicators, and I'm going to say, hey, you take all the upfront fees you want. You don't get any of the promote, is what we call it, or the override, until my clients get their money back, and then you net all those upfront fees against that promote or that override. And I understand You know, first of all, I'm going to caution anybody against selecting an investment based on the fees alone. I mean, there is no question. You got a guy that's been to the finish line many times, gotten the investors their money back and made money. They deserve higher fees than the folks that are a first time getting into this. However, the fees has to play a role because, again, when I see deals that are promoted based on one we did, you know, 10 years ago where there was a 900%, you know, return, that's not going to happen on the current deal. Don't even bring that deal up to me unless you're suggesting that might happen again, right? Because I know the reality, and I know all these fees just showed up. But that said, I think that I agree with you because the good syndicator isn't really going to make money until that promote kicks in at the end. So there's got to be something. I know there's a guy out there doing syndication, has been very successful. I hope to get him on the show, and you may as well, that takes he caps his acquisition fee at $100,000. $100,000. That is not unreasonable, okay, in the overall sense. And then he gets you your money back before he gets the promote. So, you know, the issue here is we all have choices. There's many other, you know, fish in the pond here. And effectively, I would like to tweak or help nudge the good syndicators to recognize this and understand that, hey, we're in this for the next 10 deals, or at least my clients are, not and myself, by the way, not just this one. And I think if we do that, well, then, you know, it's a win-win on all fronts, and, you know, we can all live to do the next deal. That said, I believe Bruce, now that you're speaking of Bruce, I'm pretty sure the current deal that you're – well, did they – have they actually closed the 50-unit deal or 58, whatever it was? Or is he still
– You know, I can't speak to that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, I think he adjusted – if I'm not mistaken, he's one of the guys that kind of gets it. And there's others that we work with. And by the way, I am working on a concept that I am going to have available here very shortly. I'm still trying to get the tool that I purchased to work. But I'm going to start a scorecard of sorts on deals that we look at across the country. I mean, we've looked at deals in Phoenix, and I'm trying to think.
Holy crap,
I believe.
Phoenix is hot. Phoenix
Kansas,
is rocking.
Yeah. Well, and again, that syndicator, 3%. You know, as you just mentioned.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a, right, it's a guy that I don't even know if he's shaving yet, right? I mean, he's a youngster, right? And so in any event, I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it, but I'm saying, hey, let's look at it and let's make sure that with that overhead, whatever that is, that there's still the chance of you getting that. I focus on a 20% IRR because that's what I do, my 401 math illustrations using. And I'm not saying you don't do something less than that. You do if the assets warrant it, because, you know, there's something to consider about the how assured it is that the asset's going to perform. And obviously, if you're dealing with an A-class property that's 95% occupied when you buy it, you're going to pay a little bit more, right? Or maybe a lot of bit more. But anyway, I don't know. That's my two cents. I'll get off the soapbox, but I'm working on a scorecard.
Let me give you the
help people.
I'm a passive investor. I'm who you're talking to.
Sure.
When I look at those fees, if I'm still getting a 25%, well, let's say 20%. Let's focus on 20%. Sorry.
Right.
If I'm getting a 20% rate of return and this guy's getting a 3% acquisition fee, I'm not that upset.
I agree.
If they start throwing IRRs out at 15, 17, and they're getting a 4% acquisition, I'm not interested in the deal. It's just,
well,
I'm not going
to
do it.
Well, and that's what's happening. I'm going to refer to the Phoenix deal. Of course, they show you the huge IRR, 30-plus percent they got on the deal. You know, they just went full cycle on. And then you look at their strategy and, right, built in, baked in, black and white. We focus on deals that are 7 to 10%, I believe, or maybe it was 10 to 12% IRR. Well, it's like, okay, they're already giving themselves a pass And you know what's going to happen, because you can't – I mean, you take a $50 million – even a $50 million deal, Steve, and that's a big complex, okay, if you're talking about one complex. And these guys, of course, didn't have anything bigger than like 160, I think, was their biggest. You can't take $3 to $5 million out of those deals, even the big ones, and still get to that 20% IRR. It's very difficult, and you'd have to have some things happen – that you really can't on the front end suggest are likely. It may happen. Heck, I've had clients. In fact, you've got a deal right now that was one of the Total Wealth offerings that in 6 months it now has an offer to sell. It'll be a 40% return or gain to my client. That happens.
Wow.
Was that the plan? Was that the plan? No,
now,
that was one of the self-storage deals.
Are you 40% in 6 months, so actually in 80%?
Well, Steve, I don't know. Well, see, you're asking the same question I did. My question back to my client was, are you talking about calculated over 6 months or 12 months? And the answer was, we think 6 months. I'm willing to bet you if it came out of a syndicator's mouth, that was, in fact, over 6 months. They didn't, adjust it to
for 12.
Be a 12-month. Yeah, but you're right. I mean, if that was the six-month rate, well, then effectively, now in the next deal, we'll be seeing 80% returns, right? So, anyway, bottom line, that's one of the self-storage deals that came through Total Wealth, and I don't know, it sounds like you may not be aware, and it's not a done deal, that's just the
I don't know about the liquidation of the property.
Yeah,
I'll call, because I'm curious now, really curious.
Well,
because
well, again,
he's better than I thought he was.
Well, he is good. You're right. He is good. And I hope I'm getting the story correct. I haven't, I mean, I don't have that relationship with syndicators, or I do with some, but not this one. And and so that's a good, I mean, and again, I want to suggest that's one strength of the Total Wealth platform. And I've told Steve for the longest, I hope he's the open source platform for investors where they'll get to see self-storage, and they'll get to see some other things because, boy, there's
some other
assets.
Oh, we're getting ready to go
into
hotels. I'm recruiting a syndicator right now.
Yeah.
Excuse me. That's got 12 performing hotels.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm talking big internal rate of return.
Well, if they're performing,
we're excited about that.
Yeah, if they're performing in light of COVID. They're really performing now. I know at my own two boutique properties in San Antonio, we have had literally 19 straight weekends of totally booked out our units.
Yeah.
And then the non-weekend traffic, you know, Airbnb has roared back with a vengeance on the weekend stuff.
Yep.
And in terms of the corporate 30-day stuff we do, 30-day or greater, we've had, I think, 9 or 10 Boeing guys, and we've got a huge Boeing facility there in San Antonio.
Wow.
It used to be the old Kelly Air Force Base. In fact, that's where the maintenance for Air Force One and the related fleet is undertaken, or at least it was. I assume it still is. But that whole market has just exploded. Nobody wants to stay home anymore. And, of course, the beauty of San Antonio is it is a drive-in tourist group or tourist, you know, attraction, and we –
yeah.
Most people don't know this, and you may be shocked that at least the stat that I saw pre-COVID was, according to the San Antonio Visitor Bureau, or what used to be that, it's called visitsa.org now, 36 million people a year visit the city of San Antonio. 36
Man.
Million. That
How
is
big
unbelievable.
Is San Antonio? 2 million?
Well, it's the seventh largest city in America, and, of course, Orlando with a 125,000, 75 million visitors is number one. Vegas is number two with 50-ish, and San Antonio's third. It's incredible. Well, I hear the music again. If you can stay on, Steve, do so.
You know,
and
the only reason
you got to run?
I got two Cornish hens in the oven. I got to go.
Okay, I'm going to let you run. Hey, they don't do that for the talent here, okay? You're lucky. I'll let you run.
All right, thanks, Nathan. Take care.
Okay, we'll pick up when we come back.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BeAPlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
If you're looking to sell or buy a home and in need of the best realtors out there, look no further than the Matthews team at RE/MAX Legends. Ronnie and Kathy Matthews have instilled in each and every team member their hard work and honest values, and believe me, it's paid off. This incredible team's agents has an average tenure of over 10 years, so it's clear that the Matthews team truly knows the Houston area market and what it takes to get a home sold quickly. They're employee-owned, they care about their clients, and they always go the extra mile to ensure that each sale and purchase is seamless and smooth. The Matthews team are the number one RE/MAX team in Texas and have been for over 20 years. Call the Matthews team at 281-440-7900 or see for yourself and go online at ronnieandkathy.com. They sell over 900 homes a year, and they know every inch of the buying and selling market in the greater Houston area. Call the Matthews team. I chose them as my realtor, and you should too. The Matthews team and RE/MAX Legends, your realtor for life. 281-440-7900. That's 281-440-7900.
Paul Berlin, a radio icon. His unique style and warm personality endeared him to so many. His endless stories and great music will never die. Paul may no longer be with us, but his memory will live on. KSEV is proud to continue with the best of Paul every Saturday evening, 6 till 8 p.m. Paul said it best as he closed his show.
We'll meet again at 700 a.m. KSEV in Heavenly Houston.
Welcome back to the Be A Planner show with Nathan Ross. We're headed into our final segment. And I really appreciate Steve joining us. It's always good to find out what's going on at Total Wealth Academy. I'm going to go back to the concept of fees. That really was the topic for this week. You may recall that last week we went down the list of the risks that are required to be disclosed in a private placement memorandum. And by the way, the fees are as well. And usually in conjunction with the fees, you'll get into a discussion about distributions and the order of the distributions, the prefs that may be involved or preferences. And I'm going to read you a sample. Well, this is from a sample partnership agreement, but this might as well be from an actual one. I see this type of language all the time. It says cash flow shall be distributed in the following order and priority. And by the way, you wouldn't believe the number of documents that I review. I review private syndications for our clients for breakfast, literally, in terms of the way we ingest them, as the case may be. I collect them, okay? I love seeing how people are defining the partnership, which the company operating agreement is the operations guide, if you will. The private placement memorandum, or the PPM, is usually provided, should be provided at the same time, and that's the document that kind of tells the story at a high level, whereas the operating agreement is the operations manual, if you will, for that partnership. But here's a sample of what we call a waterfall type distribution. And if you think about maybe a faucet that's turned on and you've got three or four different buckets at different levels beneath that, we're filling up one bucket before the water overflows and goes to the next bucket, etc. So that's kind of the visual. And again, I started to say when we review these partnership agreements, I can't tell you how many of them refer to the fact that profits shall be distributed in the following order. And I'm always thinking, you know, this is crazy. These aren't profits. We do real estate for cash flow. There may be some profit, but normally that's at the end when we liquidate or exit the property. So if you're starting off with an agreement that already has that basic flaw, it would beg the question, what else is wrong, right? So we look at those agreements a little bit closer. Anyway, cash flow should be distributed in the following order and priority. First waterfall, until the investors have received an 8% annual rate of return on their unreturned capital contributions to the investors on a pro rata basis. What does that mean? Well, that means if there's enough cash to distribute 8% of the amount of money that was raised from the investors, that they will receive that total allocated based on their own, what we call sharing ratio, or effectively, in most cases, it's the ownership interest. Second, to the investors on a pro rata basis to the extent of their unreturned capital contributions. Now, this is a pretty conservative waterfall, where you notice the management team or the manager still hasn't received any capital in the first two levels of the waterfall. And then thirdly, the remaining cash is split 70% to the investors, 30% on a pro rata basis, 30% to the manager. I'm not going to say this is uncommon, but it's not the norm. The transactions we look at, typically this third piece of the waterfall, the 70-30 split, would be after the preferred, the pref distribution occurs. So this would be a fairly conservative deal that you've got a syndicator that's willing to wait to get their funds. And speaking of fees, I want to jump back to fees because you really have to take the distribution language in conjunction with the fees. I'm just going to say there are three kinds of fees in the life cycle of a transaction that you're likely to encounter. And I'm being a little bit facetious, but this is the truth. The fees occur at the beginning, during the hold, and at the end. That pretty much covers it, right? In other words, the fees are throughout, and it's up to you to alert yourself as to the math on when those fees occur, because they obviously affect the amount of distribution that's made available to you. Do you think a lender is going to loan the money to pay those fees? Heck no. It's coming out of your capital or the interim operations. In other words, the rents collected less the expenses. And, of course, we've got a little thing called depreciation that's really a big thing in real estate, where are able to generate distributions because the depreciation expense, one, can be accelerated. We have an option called cost segregation that is tag-teamed with bonus depreciation, and it creates a deduction against the taxable income to create profits. And I like what one of my listeners just sent me. From my banking days, profits don't pay back debt. Cash does. Boy, is that ever a true statement. Thank you for that text. In any event, I guess, when we come back to fees, would it be fair to ask a syndicator or a sponsor, a lead partner, whatever you would like to refer to them as, about fees during your due diligence phase of doing your research? I say absolutely, but of course you're going to get a lot of answers like, well, it depends on the deal. Well, okay, let's talk about a deal and let's put some numbers to it and get the answer. It's not that hard, and these guys have done it many, many times. So it's not like, if you've been to the finish line, you have some idea of what any given set of facts and circumstances will generate. And in fact, you probably won't even be talking to the sponsor at a point where they haven't underwritten the deal, meaning they haven't already done their due diligence. They know exactly what that transaction is capable of. There's some mins and maxes. They know when they might be able to refinance it. They understand the strategies they're going to deploy to enhance the net operating income, which in an apartment complex, the NOI or net operating income is the big factor in how successful that transaction is going to be. And I don't mean the NOI when you buy it. I mean the NOI once you've enhanced it, once you've put the media rooms in, once you've put the garages in or covered parking, you've added the dog run, you've inserted the valet trash service, you've put your smart home packages in. These are all the things that savvy syndicators, and by the way, that should be on your due diligence list, is how many additional income streams are we going to be able to implement at this property, because that will raise your NOI almost overnight and allow a refinance. And for those of you that don't understand, an apartment building is not like a single family rental where you buy it, you can run it better than anybody in the history of single family rental in that neighborhood, and your value when you want to exit is capped by whatever the folks two blocks around the corner sold their property for last week. That's all you're going to get on a per square foot basis, of course. Whereas an apartment building is like a trade or business that might have an EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, and amortization, I believe is the acronym. Only we refer to it as NOI, net operating income. And that's the measure combined with a cap rate, capitalization rate on whoever's going to buy this or whoever's going to lend against it. The bank will insert their own idea of a cap rate based on what they see the market as being. And that's the measure upon which you can refinance. And some of the syndicators we see as we review deals are masters at doing that. And those guys deserve their fees in large measure. That said, upfront fees, I just feel so strongly about, you know, let's put the brakes on. Let's reward you at the end of the game once you've crossed the finish line and scored, you know, more points than the monkey that we might otherwise have employed to run the property. And I'm being very facetious, but bottom line is an apartment building is not like drilling an oil well. We know what the parameters are. The National Apartment Association, the State of Texas Apartment Association, the Houston Apartment Association has statistics, has average rentals, average costs for every class of property on every corner, or not corner, but every submarket in the city of Houston, the county of Harris, the state of Texas, and we know what that box, quote-unquote, is able to generate. And the savvy operators that can get just a percent more out of that are the ones you want to invest with. However, not if they're turning the grand slam that extra percent would give you into a single because of the fee load. And I think now you begin to understand the rest of the story. It's like the fees are awesome if we still get our grand slam as an investor. If we don't, well, then we don't like fees, obviously. In any event, you know, it's not unreasonable to expect sponsors to wait, you know, 3, 5, 10 years to get their paycheck, but there's going to have to be some fees along the way to allow them to make a living, and I guess that's the happy dance that we strive for. And if you think about it, the fees are typically for providing the opportunity. The promote or the override that happens at the end is to reward outstanding performance. So anyway, well, I'm getting the message that I'm hearing the music that we're coming to the end. I enjoyed the show this week. I hope you did. And I look forward to picking up again next week.
Thanks for listening to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of the Be a Planner Show right here on AM 700 KSEV.